Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about misrepresentation.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about things that come up in the typical real estate transaction, or often enough, especially named when you're writing the contract. When that contract's being written, when your buyer's proposing something to a seller, the contracts that we have try to help you look at the edges, not just if this goes well, but if it goes sideways, what would be the situation and how would it be handled?
All right. How would it be handled without necessarily throwing rocks and guns into the argument? It's an interesting process. As we negotiate, the issue always is, has the seller disclosed those latent or hidden property defects, those defects that would not necessarily be discovered by the casual inspection of the property. Now, the term casual is not that we had, gaggled along with a piece of straw hanging out of our lips, whistling at the bluebirds. Now, this is a person who is not professionally oriented to knowing where defects would typically occur with that type of property. That's why we bring the inspectors in, so that we have a professional looking at the thing. But as a buyer looks, the vast majority of them are not professionally oriented to be able to spot defects. So at that point, seller's obligation by common law is to disclose those items that are hidden from view, hidden from at least casual view, and make that disclosure in order to be held harmless of later misrepresentation.
Let me give you an example of that. I had a listing recently that had a fire in the basement. It's a full basement. Had a fire when it was used for coal as a heat source down there. So it's an old home. We have an inspection, an engineering report that said that this is okay now and it's solid and the structure has been rebuilt to standards that will be great and actually better than what was previous. The conversation was, when do we share this, Marcia? How much of this do we share? Mm-hmm. And what you're suggesting and me from our experiences, early, often, and wide open. You definitely want to, as a seller, even if it wasn't exactly that idyllic of a result, you want to make sure the buyer understands what they're getting into.
They also understand that as the disclosure is made, the price probably comes down accordingly. But I tell you that you have an obligation of common law, lawsuit law, if you will, to make that disclosure. And if you don't, that's a misrepresentation.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.